New York City's Staten Island has long been home to immigrants and the children of immigrants. But one part of the island, the working-class neighborhood of Port Richmond, has recently been the site of attacks against immigrants, all of them Mexicans. Police say most of the suspected attackers are young black men. There have been 10 reported incidents since April. The World's Alex Galifant reports.
Mexico's Consul General in New York, Ruben Beltran, usually works in Manhattan, but he's got a reason to be on Staten Island.
I'm angry and I'm frustrated to see this string of vicious attacks against immigrants, not only because they're Mexicans, because they're part of a minority. And I'm positively angry.
Beltran says Mexican immigrants here in the Port Richmond section of Staten Island simply want to work. To help them, he's dispatched a representative of the consulate to the neighborhood.
We are, you know, traveling around Port Richmond in a vehicle of the consulate and getting together with the members of a community, with day laborers, with workers, with consumers, with businessmen and businesswomen, to take stock of what's happening, what's on their minds, and also to let them know in a visible way that the consulate is here and the consulate is supporting this ongoing effort of Staten Island, particularly the Port Richmond area.
But many Latinos in this area still don't feel safe, and not just Mexicans. Sandro Raul is a construction worker from Peru.
We are not safe. Safe, no, because, you know, after midnight, the people, you know, some people come into work after midnight. So we need a little more protection. No, it's not police around here also.
Police presence has stepped up in recent weeks. One police van makes its way along Port Richmond Avenue. There are police officers on horseback. Patrol cars share the streets with TV vans. But many worry that once the news media leave, the police will follow. Juan Paz, a restaurant worker from Guatemala, has lived in this area for more than a decade. He says things have never been this bad before.
It's getting very dangerous now, and at night time when I come from work, you know, I gotta be careful, very be careful. I don't put gas at night time because always something happens, and so I try to do always in the morning, you know, so I never stop. Yes, I go straight to my home.
Civic leaders say there are many possible reasons for the violence, from racism to summertime boredom. But a local pastor, Lloyd Land, says it boils down to economic pain.
People are economically depressed and hurting financially. So Mexicans come and they work for less money and they work longer hours than the average person. So they feel that Mexicans are taking jobs. Whereas in reality, the Mexicans are hardworking people. All they want to do is put a meal on the table just like everybody else.
Land says any anger from African Americans towards immigrants is misdirected. Instead, he says the Obama administration ought to be doing more to help people here.
I love Obama. I respect Obama. I went to Pennsylvania and campaigned for Obama for a month. Honest to God. But here on Staten Island, whatever it is that he's doing, it isn't working.
Whatever the underlying causes of the violence, it's the violence itself that's put Port Richmond in the spotlight. Earlier this week, Staten Island community leaders called a high-profile news conference led by New York City Council member Debbie Rose.
We will never give up on our youth, we will never give up on our neighborhoods, and we will never give up on our island. This is our home, and we will do whatever it takes to make it safe and welcoming for everyone.
Rose and other community leaders condemned the recent spate of attacks, and they announced a raft of measures intended to make the streets safe, including more security cameras and more diversity training in the community. After the news conference, Debbie Rose herself took to the streets, cameras in tow, to distribute information flyers to local residents. She approached a young couple.
If you know anything or you've seen anything, please call.
Yes.
Call us and help us find the people who are beating up Mexican immigrants. It's against the law. It's against the law for them to do that.
For The World, I'm Alex Galifant, Staten Island, New York.
We have pictures of the Port Richmond neighborhood and some of the people featured in Alex's story at theworld.org.